just do all you want. You ain't going to do a thing about the situation of the environment. All you people want to go and recycle, you go right ahead. You're not helping the environment a bit. You want to help the environment? Get the knowledge of the Lord. Stop your swearing. Stop your lying. Stop your whoring. And serve King Jesus. God will heal the land. He'll heal the land. He'll heal the land. He made the land. By God, He can heal the land. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. If you got a Chevrolet car, if you got a Cadillac car and it breaks, you don't take it to a Lincoln dealer, bless God, you take it to a Cadillac dealer. You go to the people that made it. Hallelujah. If you got a Lincoln Continental and it breaks down, you don't take it over to that son of a gun over there. You take it to the Lincoln dealer. Amen. And the Lincoln dealer who made the car knows how to fix it. Praise be to God. Well, I tell you what, this earth ain't going to be fixed by man because man didn't make it. The only way this earth is going to be fixed is if God fixes it. And God will only fix it when His people turn to Him, when their hearts turn to Him, when their knowledge is of Him, when they reject the knowledge of the world, but go for the knowledge of God, when they put behind them the things of this world and seek the things of the kingdom of God, when they no longer are concerned about this and that, but they want Jesus Christ and all that He has. That's when God will begin to heal the land and heal the people. You love Him, praise Him. Hallelujah. 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 We came up here to Morrisville to praise the Lord and worship God. We came up here to praise the Lord and worship God. Planned on 1 week. We got up here and the Lord said, I'm going to equip the saints. There's a battle coming down. There's a war about to take place. The clouds are forming. Hear the trumpets blowing. Look around you. The war is coming. The war is coming. Prepare the people of God. Prepare the people of God. Give them the weapons they need. Give them the knowledge they need. Give them the training they need. They're ill-equipped. They do not know me. They think they know me, saith the Lord, but they know me not. All they know is that piddly-puke that they've been taught over there. But I'm going to teach them my ways, saith the Lord. Tired of man's way. We want God's way. Amen. The world has gone further and further and further away from God. This country has gone so far away from God, it's scary. I read over in Hosea today. I was reading over there where it says, because of whoredoms. Because of whoredoms. Because of whoredoms. Whoredoms increase. But their children do not increase. But they do not increase. Whoredoms increase, but they do not increase. Now, why is that? How is it that whoredoms can increase, but childbearing doesn't increase? It's because of abortions. It's because of abortions. People today are whining and crying about the economy today. That Social Security is in this trouble, and there's not enough taxes being paid, and there's not enough of this and not enough of that. Well, how come? Because they killed those who would be paying it today. 20 years ago, they killed so many children in this country that today there are no children grown up taking over the labor and taking over the work and bringing up the workforce. There's nobody to do it. They're all growing old. And we're coming, this country is coming to a place where it's going to be frightening. It's going to be frightening. If killed off the children that would run the country, and they say that's modern, that's free and liberated thinking. No, it's murder. And it's self-centered thinking. It's because man and women don't want responsibility. The people of God, the first thing God teaches a child of God is that they have a responsibility. They have a responsibility to God, and they have a responsibility to others. If you're going to be a light for Jesus Christ, you have a responsibility. You have to let that light shine. You can't hide it in a big old lampshade. You can't go sneaking around in the dark doing your thing. You've got to walk out in the light. The children of the light come to the light. The children of the darkness seek darkness. The children of the light come to the light like a moth comes to the light. But the children of darkness, they squiggle into the dirt and into the earth, just like an old earthworm when you put that light on it. Hallelujah. Well, we're going fishing. And we've been going fishing, and we got those earthworms just a squiggling. Just a squiggling. Those old earthworms out there have been squiggling and whining and crying and moaning and groaning and calling up and doing all kinds of stupid things. And you know what? We ain't going to stop praying until they squiggle themselves right out of the ground into the light and we put them on a hook and throw them out there and some old fish is going to come and grab it and we're going to pull that fish in for the kingdom of God. Amen. Hallelujah. I used to worry about people getting all upset and all this kind of stuff. The Lord said, don't worry about it. They'll catch fish. They'll go out there and run their mouth so much that when my fish hear it, they'll come to find out what's going on. And then I got them. Then I got them. Don't worry about it. Those old wiggle worms are some of the best advertising the children of God could ever use. Amen. But you know what? Satan is running around out there, and he's trying to cause the children of God to fall and to go away. And he has already had a little bit of a heyday. But you know what? I know my God. My Bible says faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the word of God. Now, Satan can deceive him for a season, but he can't deceive him forever. I said he can deceive him for a season, but he can't deceive him forever. Because my Bible said, if it were possible, he would deceive the very elect. But my God knows, and I know, that Satan cannot deceive the very elect long. Because the light of God will shine in their heart, and they'll get open their Bible, and they'll be reading their Bible, and the Holy Ghost will come all over them, and the words will bounce right out at them, and the Lord will show them what the truth is, and what the truth isn't. He'll show them what the truth is and what the truth isn't. He'll show them what a lie is and what it isn't. A lie never has been the truth and never will be the truth. And the truth will never be a lie. You can mix truth to a lie and it becomes a lie. You can mix a lie to the truth and you've got a lie. But truth is only truth. And it'll never be anything else but truth. And it's about time the men of God stand up and be men. It's about time the men of God stand up and be men and stop being a bunch of panty-waisted little limp-wristed little puke-faced wimps. First time something goes wrong in their life, they go suck on a bottle. Babies suck on bottles. Men stand up and fight. Amen. The first thing, sometimes something goes wrong, they go take a pill. Well, little stupid ladies out here that have nervous breakdowns, they take pills, but men correct the problem. They don't go off and take a pill. They correct the problem. Amen. That's what a man does. When a man has a problem, he solves the problem. He solves the problem. It's the women that run off and whine and cry and moan and groan. But the men have learned to be women. My God, what's going on with this country? What is going on with this country? Men want to be women and women want to be men. And it's not just this country, it's all over the world. But the Bible prophesied it. The Bible said it would come to pass. But my God also said He would keep a people right there. He would keep a people full of His Spirit. They would know His Word. They would know Him. And they would seek Him. And their face would be at His face. And they would seek His face and see it. Hallelujah. They would seek His face and see it. Hallelujah. I remember back years ago when people used to come against my ministry so great. And they used to come against it. It wasn't the street people. Street people never came against my ministry, bless God. It was always the church people. Always the church people. And it used to upset me so much, and I used to cry about it. And I'd go and I'd just cry for hours and just whine and cry and moan and groan. Oh, Lord, why do you let this happen to me? You know, everything like that. And the Lord said, well, I thought you wanted to be like me. Huh? said, I thought you wanted to be like me. It was church people that persecuted me. The street people loved me. It was the church people that killed me. I healed the street people. It was the church people that didn't like me. Amen? Well, we're going forth in these revivals, and we're giving the churches a chance to straighten out. We're going to give them a chance. And if at all possible, we'll save them. But bless God, we will break rocks. Whether we save them or not, we will break rocks. We will bust those old walls down of denominational stupidity. We'll break those walls down of devil doctrines and give them the true doctrines of God. If they don't like it, they can lump it. They don't like it, they can lump it. But I'll tell you what, the children of God will come to the light. The children of God will come to the light. And we're not going to send them to an old church of darkness. We're going to send them to a church of light. And if we can't find a church of light, praise God, we'll build one. If we can't find one, bless God, we'll build one. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you don't praise me, he said, from these very rocks will praise him. He could have the rocks praise him. And if these Christians out here won't praise him, he'll go out in the street and raise up rocks, and they'll praise him. He'll build his church out of the people in the streets, and the churches will be left behind. Oh, they'll think they're saved. They'll think they're righteous. But wait till the calamity comes upon them. Wait till the righteous judgment of God comes upon them and reveals to them that they do not know him. Wait and see what happens. Wait and see what happens. The Lord God of hosts is a mighty God, and he is a righteous God. And his judgment is everlasting to everlasting, and his righteousness is everlasting and everlasting. But his mercy extends even beyond that. His mercy is great. His mercy is wonderful, and his grace is peace. I love my God, and I want to serve him. And the only way I have found that I can serve him is not halfway, not quarterway, not a tenth of my time. I can only serve the Lord if I dedicate 100% of my time to the Lord. I have tried it the other way, and I can't do it. Thought I could, but I couldn't. Thought I could, but I couldn't. The only way I can serve the Lord is to serve him 100%. In other words, anything that is not faith is sin. If I can't eat my breakfast in faith, then I won't eat it. If I can't drink a cup of coffee in faith, I won't drink it. If I can't drink a Coke in faith, I won't drink it. If I can't get up and go to work in the morning, bless God, I won't go. If I can't drive a car in faith, I won't drive it. The only thing I want to do is walk in faith. I want to walk in the faith of God. Everything has to be in faith. It has to be in faith and trust of God. If it's not faith, it's sin. If it's not faith, it's sin. Church, wake up. Wake up. Wake up. When you live trusting yourself, you're not walking in faith. When you're trusting the government, you're not walking in faith. When you're trusting the psychologist, you're not trusting in faith. The only way you can trust in faith is trusting King Jesus. That's the only faith there is. That's the only way in faith there is. God does have a people that can work a job and walk in faith, and I bless God for them. Amen. But he's got a people that can only walk with him. He's got a people that can only walk with him in faith, and I happen to be one of those people. He's called me after that. That's the way he's made me. You know, he made an apple, and he made an orange, and he made a grapefruit, and they're not anything different. You can't say to the apple, you're no good because you're not a grapefruit. And you can't say to the orange, you're no good because you're not an orange or a grapefruit. But you can say, you're an orange, you're a grapefruit, you're an apple, and you're all good. Bless God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Apples are good. Grapefruits are good. Even lemons are good. You even need lemons every now and then. Lemons. You put a little lemon on there, and that little tartness kind of kill some of that old bad taste sometimes. Cleans your mouth out even, amen. You got to have lemons sometimes. So God has made all kinds of vegetables and all kinds of fruits, and they're all good, amen. He's made all kinds of people too, and they all serve him when they know him and walk in faith. It makes no difference if you walk in faith as a doctor, or you walk in faith as a lawyer, or if you walk in faith as a mechanic, or if you walk in faith as a carpenter, or if you walk in faith scrubbing floors for somebody. If you're walking in faith, you're serving God. Because the child of God serves God in all that they do. Praise Him. Go ahead, clap your hands. That's good preaching. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When it's good, it's good. When it's bad, it's bad. Amen. And all that God has is good. We just don't always understand it all the time. We just don't always understand it. But when we trust Him, the understanding comes. Let me show you a little secret. Before you can understand a thing, you got to believe a thing. Before you understand a thing, you got to believe a thing. You cannot understand a thing until you believe it. You can't learn to understand electricity until you believe it is. Amen. A child can use electricity and have no understanding of it at all. All that child has to know is if you flip a switch, the light comes on. Because he has faith that if he flips the switch, the light comes on. Why? Because Daddy paid the light bill. Hallelujah. Because Daddy paid the light bill. Mama paid the light bill. Grandma paid the light bill. Somebody paid the light bill. Hallelujah. And it doesn't matter to that child who. And it doesn't matter to that child how. In fact, the child never even is concerned. The child knows if he flips the light, it's going to come on. And the child would be surprised if it didn't. Amen. In fact, it would go say, Daddy, what happened to the light? It's not working. And Daddy better come up with an answer. Hallelujah. Jesus said, if you're going to be in the kingdom of God, you have to accept God as a child. You have to have that same kind of faith. You have to expect God to move. You have to expect God to move. Daddy's paid the light bill. Hallelujah. Daddy's paid the light bill. It was paid by the blood of Jesus. It was paid on the cross. And it's everlasting to everlasting. Hallelujah. You can't pay the light bill. You can't pay the light bill. You can't pay for it. God pays for it. You sit there in your old sorry self and say, well, I'm not good enough to move the Lord. No, you're not. Amen. Praise the Lord. You're not. I'm not good enough to move the power of God. Bless God. You're right. You're not. You don't have to be. Jesus is. Jesus is good enough. You be the child. Let Him be the parent. Stop trying to be the parent yourself. Watch children when they try to act too grown up. Watch them when they try to act too grown up. They always get in trouble. They're always stumbling over themselves and doing something stupid. I never could forget. I used to think my mother had some kind of a curse on me or something. But every time she said, Davy, don't do that, you'll get hurt. By God, I got hurt. Every time. If I snuck out, sure enough, I'd get hurt. She'd say, Davy, don't go out and play with that stuff. You're going to hurt yourself. I said, oh, Mama, I'll be all right. Went out there and played with it, put it right through my hand, praise God. Had to take me to the hospital, all that kind of stuff. Why? Because I wanted to do it myself. I knew more than my parents did. Amen? And that's the way adults are today. We know more than our parent, King Jesus God. God paid the price because He knows how we are. And He said, look, all I ask you to do is trust me as a child trusts his parent and believe me. That's all I ask you to do. I do the rest. Hallelujah, hallelujah. That's the kind of Jesus I serve. And that's the kind of life I serve. I want to walk that life 100% of the time. Well, bless God, 200% of the time. How's that? I'm not satisfied with 100%. I want 200%. Praise Him. I want to know when I see a light bulb over here that's turned off, and I can walk over there and I can say, Lord, there's a light bulb turned off. I'm going to flip the switch. Praise God. And watch that thing come on. And know the bill's been paid. Know the bill's been paid. That's the key to faith. That is the key to faith. That is the key to faith. You got to believe it. You got to believe it. You got to believe that Jesus Christ paid the price of your sorry sins. He's paid the price. And you can't do it yourself. You can't do it. As long as you're trying to do it yourself, you're being like that kid that whines and cries, moans and groans and rebels and wants to do it himself. And they'll always get hurt. And God loves you. Just like a parent will say, okay, you go ahead and do it yourself. You hurt yourself, you see what I say. You know, and they'll back off and they'll let the child hurt themselves. A good parent will do that. A good parent will do that. Why? Because it teaches them something. It teaches them something. It teaches them when a parent says a thing to believe a thing. But the parent has to be a truthful parent. Amen. You can't be a lying parent, because if you lie to your children and they believe you, then they find out it's a lie, they'll never believe you. And then you know what happens? When God says a thing, they don't believe Him. Let me show you a thing. When I grew up believing in Santa Claus. My parents told me there was a Santa Claus. My parents told me there was a tooth fairy. My parents told me that there was an Easter bunny. My parents told me about Jesus Christ. I found out Santa Claus was a lie. I found out the Easter bunny was a lie. I found out the tooth fairy was a lie. I found out the Sandman was a lie. And I automatically assumed that that Jesus Christ thing had to be a lie too. If they lied about to me about all those other things, surely they lied to me about that. And it's taken me 46 years to overcome that lie. It's taken me 46 years. See, what you don't understand is some of y'all's problems are because of the lies of your parents. Because of swearing and lying and the lack of knowledge of God in the land mourns. Parents lied into their children. Parents lying to their children. Parents lying to their children. And the children grow up not trusting God. Parents not trusting God. That's what it all comes down to. That little boy of mine, he's not so little anymore. When he was a little baby, I told him, there is a God up above, and his name is Jesus Christ. And when he came home and said, hey, they told me at school about the Easter Bunny, I said, son, there is no such thing as an Easter Bunny. It's just pretend. But they said he's real. No, he's not real, son. He's pretend. Jesus is real. Then he come home saying, they telling me about Santa Claus. Santa Claus is going to come visit him. No, Santa Claus is a lie. He's not real. He's pretend. Jesus is real. Jesus is real. And as he grew up, oh, his mother hated me for this. His mother hated me for this, and my mother hated me for this. My mother just constantly on my case about it. And I said, Mother, you lied to me, but I'm not lying to him. I said, you lied to me, but I'm not lying to him. And when he grows up, he's going to believe on Jesus Christ, because he's going to know all the others are lies. If you love Jesus, praise him. Hallelujah. Once you understand the blockage you have for faith, that blockage isn't God blocking you. It's not God keeping you from believing. It's those lies you picked up in school. It's those lies you picked up at home. It's those lies you picked up around the neighborhood. It's all those lies that you believed and then found out were false. So now when you hear the truth, you can't believe it. Hallelujah, it's the truth. In the world, they teach you, don't believe half of what you see and nothing of what you hear. Don't believe anything you hear and only half of what you see. Amen. Yet the Word of God says faith cometh by hearing. Hearing by the Word of God. Now, if you spend all your life being told don't believe anything you hear, then when you hear the Word of God, how are you going to believe it? I'll tell you how. The Holy Spirit is how. The Holy Spirit will put His power on that word. When the word is of God and the word is anointed of God, it cuts through even unbelief. It cuts through doubt. It cuts through the old atheist heart. It cuts through the old agnostic heart. It cuts through the old puke-faced heart. It cuts through the drunkard's heart. It cuts through the druggist's heart. It cuts through the stupid heart. It cuts through the dumb heart. And it gets right down there where it counts. And it raises faith up inside the soul, and the person starts to say, I believe. Hallelujah. Something's all over me. I'm going to believe on Jesus Christ. I'm going to dance. I'm going to sing. I'm going to shout. They're going to call me crazy, but I don't care. Jesus is real. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Those poor old people out there that don't know the real living God, they couldn't get excited if God were to do a jig right in front of them. They couldn't get excited. They'd probably say, sit down, shut up. What are you doing? Hallelujah. If King David come up today, if God brought King David into church today, he'd dance before the crowd. He'd dance and sing. He'd dance. He'd kick his legs up. He'd shout. He'd sing. He'd praise. And the people would run him out of the church. Amen. It's our truth. It's our truth. If Ezekiel came into church today, they'd throw him out. They'd throw him out, and I'd love to see it. I'd love to see it. Because he'd go up there, and they'd come to throw him out and said, if I be a man of God, let fire come down and devour thee and all thy people. Stinks to be them. Amen. I'd like to see Elisha come into a church today. I'd like to see Elisha come into there, and they'd make fun of his baldness. They'd make fun of him. See, there's a bald guy. Yep, he must have the spirit of Elisha. I don't know. Let's pray for him. Let's ask God to give him the spirit of Elisha. Amen. Everybody say, in the name of Jesus. Father God, give him the spirit of Elisha. Teach him to walk in it. Hallelujah. Now, you better never make fun of his head. You better never. Because Elisha come walking in a church, come walking down the street someday, and some old boys come along and saw him and said, come up, old bald man, go up. And he turned around and cursed them, and bears come out and tore him from end to end. So you better not make fun of his bald head anymore. Amen? Praise the Lord. He might get mad at you. Say something you won't like. I'll tell you, we're coming to a time. We're not coming. We've arrived. We have arrived. And the Lord is going to raise His people up in faith. And they're going to raise up in boldness and strength and power and might like they have never been before. They're going to see a generation of believers in God come up in this generation that they have never seen. That they have never seen. Moses was nothing. Joshua was nothing. Paul the Apostle was nothing, nothing compared to what God's raising up. He's raising up an army today of faith people and faith believers that are going to believe God to move mountains, to do anything their heart desireth. Because my Jesus said, whatsoever thy heart desireth, I will do unto thee. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And that's the kind of faith I'm walking in. That's the kind of faith I'm walking in. I ain't got to the end of it yet, but I'm walking in it. I'm walking on the path. I'm walking on the path one step at a time. Kind of little steps. Learning to walk with the Lord. Little steps. Hallelujah. I like that song, Learning to Lean. See if you can get it right. Hallelujah. I want to learn to lean on Jesus. I want to learn to walk with Jesus. I want to learn to talk like Jesus.